Good afternoon, everyone. This is David John Oates. I'm your host for the weekly Reverse Speech Show, where we explore the amazing world of reverse speech, looking at different examples and explaining what the phenomenon is all about, along with all my guests that I have on as well, reverse speech guests and other guests. And I like to bring on people who have something to do with reverse speech. My guest today in the second hour will be a chap named Pete Craig. He's been with me for 6 years now, doing a lot of the marketing and copywriting, and so we'll be having a chat with him in the second hour. Hearing how he keeps the reverse speech machine pumping along. A lot of people involved in keeping reverse speech going. Okay, today we are going to continue with reverse speech categories. You may remember I started them last week. These are the various complementary relationships of reverse speech. By complementary, I mean the connection between the forwards and the reverse. There is always this direct contextual relationship between the forwards and the reverse speech. Now, we actually looked at the last category we looked at before we had to stop the show was trail and lead reversals. And they are reversals that will appear in conversation before the idea is discussed forward. Now, I found a very good lead reversal on Barack Obama this week. And this is when he was at Hiroshima. And so I'm going to play this. It's a great lead reversal. So here he is forwards.
It is not the fact of war that sets Hiroshima apart. Artifacts tell us that violent conflict appeared with the very first man.
And this reversal says, drop bomb will show its lesson.
Drop bomb will show its lesson. Drop bomb will show its lesson. Drop bomb will show its lesson.
So there's the reversal, and then he starts talking about the lessons of Hiroshima. Here we go.
They do not want more war. They would rather that the wonders of science be focused on improving life and not eliminating it. When the choices made by nations, when the choices made by leaders reflect this simple wisdom, then the lesson of Hiroshima is done.
Okay, then the lesson of Hiroshima is done. Here's that reverse again. Drop bomb will show its lesson.
Drop bomb show its lesson. Drop bomb show its lesson.
So there you go. There you have another lead reversal. He says lesson in reverse, and then he says lesson forward. He hears that lesson.
Then the lesson of Hiroshima is done.
So that's a lead reversal. It occurs in conversation before the topic is discussed forwards. All right, now we're going to look at future tense reversals. These are truly amazing. They'll give us a glimpse into a person's future. For example, here's George Bush, 2 weeks before America went into Iraq.
We'll help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
And backwards, he says, we will sit in Baghdad.
We will sit in Baghdad.
And nice and clear. And of course, America did move in, and did indeed sit in Baghdad. So that's a good future tense reversal. All right, here we have another future tense reversal.
And developing relationships with customers and prospects is not uncomfortable for me, but
and he says there'll be an awful blank up.
There'll be an awful knock up.
So that's predicting some disaster in this person's future. And here's another one. Future tense reversals are really remarkable. I've seen them come true time and time and time and time again. They're a good snapshot into our future.
Those three people joined my team. I felt like they see this how I see this, and they're willing to put in the activity and are just as hardworking as I am.
And the Traversa says, my Arbon shall rock with dollar.
My Arbon shall rock with dollar.
Oh, with the dollar.
My Arbon shall rock with dollar.
And Arbon, for those who don't know, is a multi-level marketing company.
My Arbon shall rock with dollar.
So that's predicting some good future tense for this lady. I'll run it again.
My Arbon shall rock with dollar. My Arbon shall rock with dollar. My Arbon shall rock with dollar.
Oh, there we go. There's a pretty cool future tense reversal. Oh, here's a funny future tense reversal. This is on a businessman talking about making a lot of money.
I'd certainly like to have a business that was maybe a kitchen business, a small kitchen company that was probably netting 10 grand a week, something in that.
Kitchen company, in terms of what? Building kitchens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in that particular field.
10 grand a week, gross?
Yeah, net. Yeah, looking at a net amount of that.
And here he says, my wife will keep spending it.
My wife will keep spending it.
And there you go, there's a bit of a funny reversal. He better luck up his wife. Or he will keep spending his money. Here we have Australian Prime Minister John Howard after the first attack in Bali many years ago.
I've been informed by the relevant intelligence agencies that the only possibly relevant reference to Bali in recent intelligence reporting was its inclusion, along with a number of other tourist and cultural locations across Indonesia, for possible terrorist activity against United States tourists.
And this says they will blank the tourists.
That looks like a tourist.
And there was another second bombing in Bali about a year or so later. So that future tense reversal also turned out to be stunningly true. Okay, we are going to look at reversals that I call premonitions. There's a difference from future tense reversals. They give an insight into some future event, and that's going to happen in your life. For example, here's a classic future tense. Well, not future tense, premonition, I call it. Here we go. This is John F. Kennedy's inaugural address.
The slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed and to which we are committed today at home and around the world.
This reversal says, head is hit in the car.
Head is hit in the car.
That's a bit spooky, isn't it? That's indeed what happened to John F. Kennedy. We are all very much aware of that image of JFK being shot in the head in the car pulling through the streets of Dallas. So, let me play that reversal again. Head is hit in the car.
Head is hit in the car.
So in his inaugural address, he was able to predict what was happening in his presidency. Now we see a similar reversal on Bill Clinton in his inaugural address for his second term.
In the last 4 years, we've made remarkable progress. But in our schools, our families, our workplaces, and our communities, our journey is not done.
And here it says, world will come to damn you.
Full but hunger damn you.
And of course, that's indeed what happened when he was impeached. The world did indeed come to damn him. So that's another premonition where he's getting an insight into the future. Here we have an interesting premonition. Listen to this one. This is a phone ringing.
Can you, in your mind's eye?
Okay, hear the phone there.
Can you, in your mind's eye?
Okay, now before the phone actually rings, the person says backwards, ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
As soon as she says ring, ring, the phone rings. So how about that? That's an interesting little premonition, isn't it? She had a premonition of the phone ringing, and the phone did indeed ring. Okay, there we have this premonition. This is on Australian Guy 2 months before 911.
That I said that, you know, that I will be an opener of souls, and made the most credible feeling of my heart chakra just bursting wide open.
This one says, soon plan evil on America.
Soon plan evil on America.
Soon plan evil on America. Soon plan evil on America.
So that's an insight into the 911 attacks. So that's also another premonition. Here's a real cool premonition that was found on me. This is a section taken from a radio show I did. So here's the forwards.
It's the most powerful way, because you can hear it in straightforward everyday English. But, we are hardwired to tell the truth.
This verse says, on a highway, there's the chill here.
On a highway, there's the chill here.
On a highway, there's the chill here. On a highway, there's the chill here.
Well, a week after that recording was made, I got caught in a blizzard in Oregon. So I was driving on the highway. So I literally was caught on a highway with a chill. And so that reversal was predicting that future tense event. How about that, eh? Pretty cool. So, all right. I think that's all the premonition reversals I've got. Premonition reversals I've got. All right, I am going to look. We're going to look at a couple little interesting sections of reversals occurring in laughter and pause and stutter. For example, here's a client wishing me happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, yeah.
58. And where she laughs.
Yeah.
Hear that little laugh?
Yeah.
Says backwards, Dave happy.
I see.
So that's a reversal occurring in laughter. And reversals can occur in laughter and stutters and faint breath. And actually, some of the clearest reversals of all occur in very faint under the breath comments. Here's that reversal again. Here's the forwards.
Yes, yeah.
And backwards, Dave happy.
I see.
And also, a lot of reversals tend to occur in stutters and stammers. Here we have a classic stammer. This is on an 8-year-old telling us about her schoolwork. And she's about to tell us a subject she's not good at, but she stutters and changes her mind.
I'm quite a good girl, and I'm quite good at maths and English, but I'm not. And I'm,
hear that little slip of the tongue, but I'm not.
English, but I'm not. And, I'm,
and she continues on forwards.
And science, but.
And where she has that little stutter, she says, "I'm not telling."
I'm not telling.
I'm not telling. I'm not telling.
So we have a little stutter. And then we had that very clear reversal in the stutter. Very, very common. You'll see these type of reversals all the time as you go on. Reversals in little things like that. So there we go. Okay, now we're going to look at a category of reversals called comparative reversals. Now, comparative reversals are where there is no connection with the forward dialogue, but there is a connection with the emotions reversals are attempting to portray. For example, here is Anna Nicole Smith talking about her Christian faith. And notice how she's gushing and gooing all over the place.
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior and will always be. And I pray every day. And I pray tonight that he would have his angels by me, that I'd have my guardian angels. And they've been by me all night long. So, amen to that, and amen to the Lord.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Okay, so she's gushing over her Christian faith, and in reverse, she gushes over the reporter. This, she says back, was drool with this man. Here we go.
Your own last name.
Your own last name. Your own last name.
And so she's gushing over the her Christian faith, and then she's gushing over the reporter. So that's what we call a comparative reversal, where it's comparing the emotions of the forwards and the reverse dialogue. Okay, let's look at another reversal from comparative reversals. Now, this is me talking about being my upbringing. I was raised in the church and feeling a little bit angry and intruded upon by my church upbringing.
I've been brought up with formality all my life since I was 1 year old in the United Church. I've had it all my life. Formality and liturgies and chants and hymns and
prayer and amens.
And prayer and amens and formalizations. I've had it all my life.
I agree. I
can't relate to it.
I can't cope with that either.
And backwards he says, Pete Marsh, he's still the rival. And Pete Marsh was indeed a rival. He was the natural father of my stepdaughter, and he'd recently invaded our house with a crowbar, breaking things up. So Pete Marsh, he's still the rival, is directly connected to the emotion of the forward, invaded by the church, now invaded by Pete Marsh. Here we go. So there we go, there's a comparative reversal. Incidentally, if you want to call in and speak to me, we have a toll-free number. I'd love to get your calls. The number to call in on is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Love to get your calls and get your thoughts on reverse speech. My YouTube channel has been getting some pretty heavy hits the last week or so. So if you want to see all the latest reversals, go to my YouTube channel. It's the Red Wolf 33. Red Wolf with an E on the end. That's REDWOLFE 33. And I just uploaded a video this morning on reverse speech of Hillary Clinton in San Diego, where she attacked Donald Trump. So go and have a listen to that. We may play some of those if we get a little bit more time left over at the end of the hour. All right, I want to look at reversals called link reversals. They are really cool. Link reversals are where the forwards and the reverse... Link reversals are where two people's voices combine to form one reversal. So two people talking in quick succession. Yeah, let's play this.
I think that's fine. Now I want you to go on that commission.
What?
Yes.
Well, if you want me to go on it, I'll do it, of course.
Thank you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Don't say a word about it now.
I won't say a thing.
Bye. Bye.
And we have a little Fawes clip.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Backwards, it's arrogant snob. So two voices, one reversal. And so here's the forwards. I think that's two voices. There it is. Actually, I think that's one voice. I don't think that's two voices. I think that's one voice.
Fair thing. Bye.
Yeah, that's only one voice. I'm sorry, I misled you on this one. Oh, no.
Bye.
Arrogant snob. Well, that's on actually on LBJ. There you go. How about that? All right, let's find a genuine link reversal. Here we have a therapist and her patient.
Yes, I'm all right. Yes.
Yes, the horror, yes.
Yes, the horror, yes.
Two voices and one reversal says, see my rotten sin.
See my rotten sin. See my rotten sin.
There we go. Two voices, one reversal. That's what we call link reversals. Here we have another link reversal. Here we go with the forwards.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good move for us.
Feels good. Excellent. Good. Okay, and the reversal occurs here.
Feels good.
Excellent. And you can hear there's two voices, her voice and mine.
Feels good.
And backwards it says, you'll scare grief.
Not scared grief.
Yeah, there we go. So you'll scare grief. One voice in reverse. Two voices in the forwards. All right. Then we have a category of reversals called mirror image reversals. And that's where it says the same thing backwards as it says forwards. And here's a classic mirror image reversal I play all the time. For those of you who listen to me for a while, you'll know this one. This is a reversal of my house fire. Secretary runs in and says, David, the house is on fire.
I sense it what?
Yes?
The house is on fire!
What?
Something burning.
Yeah. Backwards she says the same thing. The house is on fire. Our house is on fire. All right, folks, we have to go to a break. Don't touch that keyboard. We'll be back right after this.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances and underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean, and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio-Superfood. I've taken Bio-Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life. Many of you know that David John Oates' reverse speech has been scoring some huge breakthrough successes lately. The JFK assassination program with Jim Mars and yours truly is being heralded as the best in David's remarkable 33-year career. His recent outing of RNC Chairman Reince Priebus as a political conspirator was confirmed in the mainstream news only a week after his reversals were released. Of course, the amazing successes of David's one-on-one therapeutic practice go virtually unnoticed, and those are often the greatest successes of all. Despite these stunning achievements, reverse speech needs many more analyst practitioners. If you are a psychologist or a therapist, for example, there is no more powerful tool than using reverse speech in your practice. There's a rare opportunity coming up for you, as David has scheduled a new reverse speech training course beginning Sunday, June the 19th, 2016. There will be 12 classes altogether, all held online for 3 hours each, every 2 weeks. If you've been fascinated by reverse speech and would like to become an analyst practitioner for any reason, now is your chance to enroll and prepare to enter the world of the subconscious truth of all those around you. Call 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. Or email backwards at reversespeech.com.
Okay, we are back. Toll-free number once again, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Call in and say hi. I like getting your calls. I like to know there's people out there listening to me. Always a good thing to know. Okay, we're looking at mirror image reversals. We just played the house fire, the house on fire. And here we have another one.
He did cash the check.
He did cash the check. He did cash the check. And forward is cash the check.
Cash the check.
And backwards is cash the check.
Cash the check. Cash the check.
Cash the check.
So here's the forwards.
Cash the check.
And backwards.
Cash the check.
Forwards.
Cash the check.
And backwards.
Cash the check.
So there we go. Mirror image reversals. Quite amazing, aren't they? Your mind got to wonder how they can occur. And here we have another mirror image reversal.
It's all health and vitality that solve it, or it's about truly embracing the fact that it's happened and making the best of it.
And a reversal occurs where she says the fact that it's happened. Here's the forwards. Oh no, that's reverse. This is backwards. The fact that it's happened. So here's the forwards.
In the fact that it's happened.
And the fact that it's happened, forwards and backwards, and the fact that it's happened. Exactly the same words.
In the fact that it's happened.
Forwards.
In the fact that it's happened.
And backwards.
In the fact that it's happened.
Forwards.
In the fact that it's happened.
And backwards.
In the fact that it's happened.
Amazing, hey? Mirror image reversals, absolutely stunning stuff. Really quite amazing reversals, mirror image here. I got a few more here. Here we have another one.
It's really difficult. I don't know what I want, whether.
And back she says, I don't know what I want.
Know what I want, whether.
Here we go. I don't know what I want.
I don't know what I want.
And again.
I don't know what I want.
And back where she says, I don't know what I want.
I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want.
And here's the forwards.
I don't know what I want, whether.
And backwards.
I don't know what I want.
Forwards.
I don't know what I want, whether.
And backwards.
I don't know what I want.
So there we go. So there we have another mirror image reversal saying exactly the same words backwards as they do forwards. And here we have another one.
To our parents and Corinne back home, we love you very much, we miss you, and you've been well treated, and everything is fine, and we'll see you soon.
And where she says, we'll see you soon.
And we'll see you soon.
She says backwards, we'll see you soon.
And we'll see you soon. And we'll see you soon.
And we'll see you soon. And we'll see you soon.
And here's the forwards.
And we'll see you soon.
And backwards.
And we'll see you soon.
And we'll see you soon, forwards.
And we'll see you soon.
And backwards, and we'll see you soon.
And we'll see you soon.
There we go. Classic mirror image reversal, saying exactly the same thing backwards as they do forwards. Like to see the skeptics try and explain them. All right, there we have what, well, occasionally I'll document single words. So, well, let's look at single words. I'm fairly careful about documenting them because they could be coincidence. But here's a single word that's obviously there. I'll show you why. Here's the Fords.
Tell me, what's money here for?
What is money here for me?
Okay, what is money here for me? And backwards he says, free.
Free. Free. Free.
That's a single word. But look what he talks about next.
Oh, yeah, for you. Yeah.
Money for me is a means to be free.
Money is a means to be free. Listen to this.
Money for me is a means to be free.
So he asks a question backwards. Here's the question again.
Tell me, what's money here for?
What is money here for me?
And he says, free.
Free. Free. Free.
So this is also a lead reversal, because it occurs in conversation before he says it forwards. Then he says, free, forwards.
Is a means to be free.
So that's a single word that's obviously there, because that's confirmed by the forwards shortly afterwards. And here's a single word. This is when a plane went into New York Harbor, and the harbor of New York, 2 weeks after the 911 attack. So... America was still on high alert.
The city's still under high alert.
The city has been under high alert since September 11th.
And this one says innocent, innocent.
Innocent, innocent.
Innocent, innocent. Innocent, innocent.
So that's one word repeated twice, and he's thinking about all the innocent victims of 911 and the plane crash. And here we have, this is me giving up smoking. I'm talking and there's a pack of cigarettes sitting on the table in front of me.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can go anywhere now, portable.
I know.
And do that marketing. Tape a room conversation and play it backwards immediately. And if you want to slow it down, you just get a flat battery, turn out one of the good batteries and put a flat one in and it'll just go a bit slower.
And backwards I say, oh, cigarette.
Oh, cigarette.
Oh, cigarettes. Oh, cigarettes.
That's actually two words, really. Actually, cigarettes.
Oh, cigarettes.
And again, why don't we get the O out instead of the cigarette?
Cigarettes.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about the a pack of cigarettes sitting on the table in front of me. Incidentally, I just did succeed in giving up smoking. I haven't smoked for 25 years now. Long time. All right, we're looking at single word reversals. Here's one word reversal in a song by Elvis.
Silent night.
And backwards he simply says, hallelujah. That's a bit long and drawn out, but I'm sure you can hear that. Okay, and let me see what other single words I have here. That's it. That's the single words. All right. Then we can have sentence-building reversals. That's where reversals, where the forwards reverse to form a whole sentence. Okay, so for example, here's two television commentators talking about an aged politician in Australia who lost his voice before the election.
Sir Joe had lost his voice back around February. Yeah. I think Sir Joe's going to have a bit to answer for at the end of tonight.
And where he says, I think Sir Joe, backwards he says, must be senile.
There's the senile. There's the senile. There's the senile.
And let's reverse the forwards and show you how it forms a sentence.
The father, Mr. Jared, lost his voice back around February. I think Sir Jared
has been senile.
Okay, you reverse it and it says must be senile. So the forwards and the reverse combine to create an entire sentence. And here we have another one.
Yeah.
How long have you been smoking?
Since I was 17.
And you're,
And when I say, and you're, backwards I say, how old? Forwards?
And you're,
And
you're,
So I say, how old backwards? And then she then says her age.
I'm 47.
Okay, so here it is forwards again.
Yeah.
How long have you been smoking?
Since I was 17.
And you're,
Backwards, how old?
And you're, And you're,
I'm 47.
Yeah, so there we go. So the reverse combines with the forwards to create an entire sentence. So we call them sentence-building reversals. Okay, what other categories do I have here? We want to go through. We've done future tense. We've done internal dialogue. Oh, yeah, we're going to do some long sentences. Sometimes reversals were... Normally reversals occur in the short, sharp sentences of four or five words each. You've probably noticed that if you've been listening to my show for any length of time. But here's a couple of long sentences. So here's the forwards.
Is there the voice of God among you? Or are you servants of divinity? Servants of God, or is there the voice of God?
Now back we have a long reversal. Said God was in the verse. He's a living force in the verse. We are Earl. Very long sentence. Very rare. God was in the verse. He's the living force in the verse. We are Earl.
God was in the verse. He's in the verse. We are Earl.
Long reversal. And again.
God was in the verse. He's not heavy, lots nervous. We are all.
Okay, so there's a long reversal, and here we have another long one. Here we go, here's the forwards.
I was just visualizing the whirlwind, visualizing the wolf like we used to do, because we've done it before.
Absolutely.
And it just started bringing that power and that life force, and yesterday I was having absolutely fantastic, you know.
And this one says, see yourself full with love, give me whirlwind. That's nine words. So, well, that's a fairly long reversal there. Okay, I think that's all the categories I had to cover. Oh no, we got one more. Well, this is an interesting category. This shows unconscious knowledge being passed along in reverse speech. Reverse speech taps into a universal storehouse of knowledge. We are always receiving the reversals of each other, and they are stored in our unconscious mind to be used again, sometimes as intuition. Now here we have a reporter who came to me to lie about his age. And he's doing a test for reverse speech. He's lying about his age to see if reverse speech can get his real age. So here we go.
If you were delivering a pre-prepared story, you would predetermine what you're going to say. You'd write your own script like an actor would, basically. Well, I'm going to say something here quite categorically. If I am 32 years of age, and I'll keep on saying I'm 32 years of age, 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 I'm 32 years of age. I am 32 years of age. Now, I've been talking for longer than 15 seconds. Yeah, I am 32 years of age. If I've been saying the same thing, it'd be interesting to see what comes out. Yeah, over that. Yeah. Yeah, I'll keep on talking about it.
Okay.
About something else. Yeah, here's a quick one I just got on the fifth here. This one was recorded a couple of weeks ago. I got some really clear ones.
Okay, so we've got two reversals here. The first reversal occurs on him when he says this.
That's your own script, like an acting, basically.
And here he says, the 37, it came up.
That's your own script, like an acting, basically.
Okay, so he gives his age in reverse, 37, it came up. The next reversal occurs on me. And says, now you're 37. Okay, so the question is, how did that reversal appear on me? Because I didn't know his age. Well, the answer is, he told me in reverse a little while forwards. And I pick up on the reversal and feed it back, confirming his age. And here we have another little interesting example. Let me play this one.
I mean, I just want to know who I am. It's true.
Are you a gypsy?
I think so.
You were Italian, you said.
I'm Italian.
Did you grow up in Italy or are you American?
No,
Italian?
Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn Italian.
And where she says, I'm a Brooklyn Italian, backwards, before she says, I'm Brooklyn, the other person says, New York.
New York.
New York. New York.
So let's run it forward.
I just want to know who I am. It's true.
Are you a gypsy? New York.
And then...
I think so.
You were Italian, you said.
I'm Italian.
Did you grow up in Italy or you're American?
No,
Italian?
Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn Italian.
Okay, so New York, and then she talks about coming from Brooklyn, one of the boroughs of New York City. So there we go. So there's some interesting unconscious knowledge in reverse speech, and reverse speech contains quite a lot of unconscious knowledge. As we hear the reversals of each other and respond accordingly. Okay, yeah, that's all the categories I got for you. So what I'm going to do is I am going to play some of the reversals I found over the week, and we're going to... why don't we look at Hillary Clinton in a speech she gave yesterday in San Diego attacking Donald Trump. So here we go.
This is not someone who should ever have the nuclear codes.
And here she says that they shoot now must stun.
The shoot now must stun.
The shoot now must stun.
The shoot now must stun.
Not too sure exactly what that means, but she's talking about the nuclear codes. I guess if we were shot, she would stun them. I don't know. Is stunning the way to go? Okay, here we have another one.
He believes we can treat the U.S. economy like one of his casinos and default on our debts to the rest of the world, which would cause an economic catastrophe far worse than anything we experienced in 2008.
And this one says, it's your Roth.
It's your Roth.
It's your Roth.
It's your Roth.
Okay, here we have another one.
He praises dictators like Vladimir Putin and picks fights with our friends, including the British Prime Minister, the Mayor of London, the German Chancellor, the President of Mexico, and the Pope.
And here she says, they're all smashed.
They're all smashed.
They're all smashed.
They're all smashed.
So she thinks they're all smashed up, and then she's having a go at Trump. All right, here we go. Another one.
As I see it, there are some important things our next president must do to secure American leadership and keep us safe and our economy growing in the years ahead. These are all areas in which Donald Trump and I profoundly disagree.
And here she says, we'll march on this.
We'll march on this.
We'll march on this.
We'll march on this.
I think she's marching on Donald Trump's rallies, I would say. All right, here's another one.
Our armed forces fight terrorists together. Our diplomats work side by side. Allies provide staging areas for our military so we can respond quickly to events on the other side of the world.
And this one says, I screw Sam, presumably Uncle Sam.
Yas group Sam.
Okay, here we have another one.
If Donald gets his way, they'll be celebrating in the Kremlin. We cannot let that happen.
And here she says, the fact I felt. So she obviously believes in what she's just said. All right, next one along.
We need to embrace all the tools of American power, especially diplomacy and development.
And this one says, a crime with us owes the law. And then she talks about crime again straight after.
He bought full-page ads in newspapers across America back in 1987 when Ronald Reagan was president, saying that America lacked a backbone and the world was, you guessed it, laughing at us. He was wrong then, and he's wrong now.
And here she says, my crime, what a mess.
Look her in, Madam Yes.
All right, next one on Hillary.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plans for defeating ISIS. We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
This one says, I'll bring us war.
I'll bring us war.
It's a bit of an ominous prediction, isn't it? Is that a premonition? I'll bring us war.
I'll bring us war.
So she's having a go at Donald Trump for being a warmonger, but she says quite clearly, I'll bring us war. Let's play the forwards again.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plans for defeating ISIS. We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
And I'll bring us war.
I'll bring us war.
It doesn't sound too good, does it? All right, here's a funny reversal about Donald Trump.
So it really matters that Donald Trump says things that go against our deepest held values.
And here she says, is he so smart?
Is he so smart?
Sounds like a little kid in a playground, doesn't it? Is he so smart? I'm better than you. All right, next reversal. Here we go.
And you know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
Here she says, and I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you. And I'll scam you. And I'll scam you.
And there we go. That pretty much shows what Hillary's doing, isn't it? And this next reversal is the last one. I'm not too sure what it means, but here we go.
Let's resolve that we can be greater still. That is what I believe in my heart.
And the bars you sell.
The bars you sell.
Not too sure what that means. Is she selling bars, locking people up, or gold bars? I don't know. America roll gold reserves getting depleted? I don't know. Anyway. Okay. Don't forget, folks, we've got the reverse speech training class starting in 2 weeks' time, June the 19th. It should be a great class. We've got about 12 people registered for the class, or 12 or 13 registered for the class already. So we need people out there doing reverse speech. It's such an important technology. We just need more and more people out there doing it. So if you're interested in reverse speech, I'd really encourage you to seriously consider the training class starting on June the 19th. You can call me and enroll for that class on the Get Your Pens Out, this phone number here. It's 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. That's an American number that rings at my office here in Australia, but don't ring now because I'm on the air. So wait till I'm off the air and then ring. And and it will get you enrolled straight into class. All right, so that was Hillary Clinton from this week. Let's look at a couple from Barack Obama, and this is his trip in Hiroshima. Oh, we're out of time, folks. Sorry about that. We'll be back right after this with my guest, Pete Craig.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.